Canoe Willis Jewelers.
My system shut down on me, but I just emailed it to you.
Oh, I'll have to, let me go check my emails. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were with clients and if I was going to get you, so I was
I was a customer, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to just let them know that I emailed it, and we'll see what that's going to do. But it was 17.76, I think, was like the millimeter on it, if you can fathom that millimeter size.
Oh,
it's mind-boggling to me, but holy crap. It's probably similar to maybe like a gemstone that you're used to already setting, honestly. But for me, I don't ever see like diamonds like this big if they're not lab.
I think I've set like a 57-carat amethyst.
Oh, wow. That's
deep,
huge,
rich
dude.
One. Well, and what it was is I took a watch case.
Mm-hmm.
It was all 14-karat gold, 14-karat gold band. It had diamonds on the end of it. And
mm-hmm.
I made a frame just to support the amethyst and then made the on the end. So I attached the band to it, and it was a bracelet.
You would almost need to do that, right?
Oh, well, yeah, I had to. I mean, it was a deep cut. So, you know, here you got this, you know, like a smartwatch on your wrist, but it's only a genuine amethyst, and I think it was 57 carats. Big.
I still think it's great, though. Whatever.
I don't
you
get bored.
Right? I think it's so awesome what you do. Honestly, if I had been smart way back in the day, I would have loved to create the school for, like, jewelers, because that's one thing we're missing. And all the old-timers like you, that you're really good at one aspect, I would bring you in and you could sell out your classes instead of all of the crazy old guys in the stores, not you particularly, speaking. Not you. You
right.
On the aspect of, I know, but wouldn't it be great if we did like just a general, like if RJO or if one of these organizations started something.
Sponsorship, yeah.
Yeah, like wouldn't that be great? And it could be all the old kooks that I have to talk to still, but they're youngins or have already stepped into the business.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I watch, I get that InStore magazine.
Yeah.
And I get some of that stuff. So, and I like reading the articles. And, yeah, you could tell they're generations. Well,
oh yeah,
it ain't going to happen in my world here. It didn't happen in my cousin's world. It didn't happen in his neighbor's world.
Mm-hmm.
And the one over in Visalia and the other one over in Visalia, that's four that I know of. It didn't work. Plus, it's not going to work here. So
mm-hmm.
my kids aren't coming into it. My daughters, I say, do better than I do, you know.
Right. Well, and you didn't also force them, I imagine, either. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and again, you know, we're all independents. Now, the two of them were creators like me.
Oh, cool.
Three of them, because one of them taught me. Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. I didn't realize that was something that, like your store was something you learned from who?
Actually... Okay, Aubrey, I'm old. I started November 10th, 1975 at Houston Jewelers in Visalia Mall in Visalia, California.
Really?
Uh-huh. Visalia Fair Mall before they had the Sequoia Mall over there on the main road, Mooney Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Highway 65 or something like that.
Right.
It goes through and it tags onto Highway 198 that takes you all the way up to the giant sequoia trees. Giant sequoia.
I want to go. Yes, I love them.
Yeah,
I love them.
That's where I started, and I worked a total of 7 years for them. Jim that taught me there, I came in, and anybody that held that position in years prior was literally temporary. But they and, yeah, he wanted to keep me on. So, anyhow... lot going, yeah. But anyhow, let me call you back.
Yep, I heard it. You got it. Love you. Bye.